I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 744, Martha's Problem. Aren't you glad that our names aren't on the pages of Scripture with tiny, brief descriptions of our great, big, complicated lives, allowing people for generations to come to label us and think they know all about us? But we do that with the characters of the Bible all the time. There's Thomas the doubter, Peter the denier, Judas the betrayer, Paul the theologian. And what about old Martha? What's her problem? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Well, he doesn't do it the same through all of us because we have different gifts, abilities, and opportunities. And it's often not so much what we do, but how or why we do it. You know the story from Luke 10. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village. There was a woman named Martha, welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which is not to be taken away from her." All right, this passage has been misused and misunderstood for centuries. People point to it as an example of Paul being anti-women. Here is Martha trying to rush around and serve the men, and Mary's not helping, and Jesus doesn't seem to care. L.C. Alexander asked an important question about this text. Must Mary's veneration come at the expense of Martha's denigration? Jesus is never against service. There are all kinds of verses that encourage us to use the gifts and opportunities God has given us for the kingdom. That's not what's going on here. Michael Bird, in a blog, makes this point. Martha is, from what it appears, the head of the house, and therefore she has a responsibility to provide hospitality for her guest, a task that might not be easy if a dozen men turned up unannounced and if only meager provisions are on hand. Further, given ancient views about hospitality, if Martha does not prove to be a good hostess, then she brings shame upon her family and sullies her reputation. To make matters worse, her sister Mary, rather than performing her dutiful female role in the female space by assisting Martha, is acting like a male by sitting and listening to the teacher. So in addition to struggling to be hospitable, Martha also has to deal with the reputation risk caused by Mary's abandoning her traditional female role and transgressing male spaces. All right, a closer look at this story reveals that Martha's problem is not really her service, but her worry, her distraction, her anxiety. Jesus didn't get on Martha for doing her best to provide the needs of her guest. Instead, listen to what Jesus said. But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted about many things." Here's the great question. Are you able to do what is yours to do without falling into the trap of Martha's problem? Let's pray this prayer from Sadukic.com. O Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus Christ enjoyed rest and refreshment in the home of Mary and Martha of Bethany. Give us the will to love you, open our hearts to hear you, and strengthen our hands to serve you and others for his sake, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 745. In the meantime, a bit more from Michael Bird. Both women can be positive examples in their own way. On the one hand, Martha engages in genuine service. She exercises generous hospitality and arguably anticipates the diaconal ministry of Acts 6. Even if what Mary did was quote-unquote better, it did not entail what Martha was doing was bad. All service is important, but hearing the word is doubly important. For although Martha's priorities and concerns need to be put into proper perspective, her service was appreciated and affirmed. On the other hand, Mary is a positive example of women as learners, worthy of instruction and worthy of investment. All right, podcast family. As Ecclesiastes tells us, today, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Work well, work hard, but not from a place of worry, distraction, or anxiety that betrays a lack of trust in God and shows that you too have Martha's problem.